What does it mean to be strong? Common sense tells us that as men, we're designed to be strong. We're designed to fight, to conquer, to build things, and to protect people. And yet, as the old saying goes, there is strength in numbers. The idea of a one-man team in professional sports is ridiculous. Individuals don't win Super Bowls or Stanley Cups. Only teams do. Single soldiers don't win wars. Only armies do. So as everyday men, we face the question, how do we tap into the strength of other men for the benefit of our own souls and for the benefit of those we're responsible to lead, fight for, and protect? Our wives, our children, our churches. We live in a culture that tells men to back off, sit down, and shut up. Our culture wants men hiding in their man caves, watching high-def flat screens, and just staying out of everyone's way. And tragically, this is what men seem to be wanting more and more themselves. Men are embracing this cultural message, increasingly convinced that TV's portrayal of men as helpless buffoons, incapable of benefiting society in any meaningful way, is the truth. And so alarming numbers of men are being seduced by an internet full of opportunities to express their strength in alternate digital ways. A fantasy world of athletic, military, and sexual prowess, wherein men gain the illusion of power, but with zero benefit to themselves or to anyone else. In Scripture, we discover that God has a mission and a purpose for every man, a purpose directly linked with His own mission and purpose in the world of rescuing and redeeming people for Himself. God's mission and purpose are anything but fantasy, and they're anything but safe. The mind-blowing reality of God's mission and purpose is at least partly why every man at one point or another runs away from it. We run out of any number of motives: fear, guilt, shame, pride. But one of the main reasons why so many men run from God and from His mission and purpose for their lives is because they're alone, cut off from other men who share that same mission and calling. You don't have to be a churchgoer to be familiar with Jonah, the prophet that ran from God only to eventually be swallowed by a giant fish and spit out on the beach 3 days later. But what most people don't realize about the story of Jonah is that even though he was a man of God, he was completely isolated from other men who shared his calling, men who could encourage him, hold him accountable, hold his feet to the fire in the pursuit of God's mission and purpose. Yes, God eventually got Jonah's attention in the fish and set him on the right path. Jonah obeyed God, and an entire city was spared from God's wrath as a result. But the story doesn't end there. In the end, Jonah is still alone, still isolated. He's frustrated with God, and God is once again frustrated with him. God can use individuals in mighty ways if He chooses. He's God. But as men, we have a choice to make ourselves. Will we go it alone? Or will we surround ourselves with other men who share our mission? I hope you'll join us November 8th and 9th as we discover how to grow stronger and go deeper into God's mission together.